The Army has been steadily increasing the amount of education and training it delivers online. That saves time and travel expenses for hundreds of thousands of civilians and soldiers. Now online training for information assurance is about to undergo a big expansion. We got details from Phyllis Bailey, Chief of Education, Training, and Awareness for Information Assurance in the Office of the Army CIO.
What the Interactive Information Assurance Training is about is the Army, we have a very large population and they're geographically dispersed. So what we need is a vehicle to provide specialized IA training on tools and different IA technologies that the community can reach from their desktop without having to incur travel costs.
So this is online training, in other words?
Yes, it's online training, and the interactive portion of it and the virtual is that if we're training on a particular technology or tool, the student gets the ability to come in, take training, interact with it, play with the server as if they were on their live system without causing any problems on their real network.
So what are examples of the kinds of training that you hope to offer?
Some of the kinds of training we'll be offering are scanner training. Through DOD, we have a DOD-wide scanner product that everyone uses. Firewall training. The firewall, they get their training on the firewall when it is initially deployed. But as the students go through different rotations, they may need to refresh some of those skills so they can reach back to this training and refresh those skills.
So in other words, it's not just simply the training, traditional online type of education, but also interaction with the tool itself that they'll be using in real life.
Yes, they interact with the tool. The tool will come up on what are called virtual machines so they can actually play with it, update it, and do everything they would do on their live system.
And is this something that a contractor will have to offer, or does the Army have this capability in-house? What's your strategy for obtaining it?
The Army has initially the technology to build the initial training. What the contractor will give us is the ability to house the virtuals, update it as we need, potentially every 6 months or every year, in order to keep it going as new updates come out. The contract was awarded on 15 September to Nacon Technologies. They're a small disadvantaged business. They work out of Annapolis, Maryland. And we'll be having our kickoff meetings next week to get the initiatives going.
And how many people are involved? How many people will take this training?
Right now, our population that needs this type of training is running at about 500,000 to 600,000 per year. We're going to expand the number of courses to different courses. We may have firewalls. We may have scanners. There may be a new technology that comes out that training needs to be gotten out there very quickly so we can put that on a vehicle like this to reach the audience.
So, for example, I'm just making this one up. Suppose there was a new type of ground combat vehicle. Would that be the kind of training, almost like a simulation, that you would be able to offer online before people actually got behind the wheel?
The actual simulation for that would probably come out of our Army schoolhouse, but if there is a specific information assurance portion to that, we could offer that on this site.
So in other words, it sounds like almost a third of the people in the Army have some role in information assurance.
That is correct.
We're speaking with Phyllis Bailey. She's Chief Education, Training, and Awareness for Information Assurance at the Army's CIO office, the G6 office. And what kind of training are you doing now? What will this replace?
We are currently already doing this type of training, so this is an extension of that capability.
Okay, so the extension will go to the firewalls initially, and then you have other ideas beyond that.
Yes.
And what's your time cycle? How fast do you want to get this going?
We'll have it going in the first quarter of the new fiscal year because we have modules that are up there ready to go. We're tweaking those modules so that we can offer them to the wider audience. What we also take in is we canvass our Army population of IA professionals and say, is there an area where we currently do not have training that we need to build to help you out?
Now, is this useful, do you suppose, for other members of the other armed services or other civilian agencies? Could this be something you could kind of export and maybe get some of your investment back?
Actually, it does have some applicability to that. What we've done is we offer, if we were the first one to put up a particular course for a DOD tool, we go to our other sister services and also offer them, say, until you can get something ready, or if you have a smaller population to take this, we can bring you into this so that we're all leveraging, you know, and getting the most for our money.
And does it require any particular equipment, any specialized bandwidth or special monitors, or they can, the trainees can do it right on their own PCs?
They can do it right on their own PCs, and if they have the need, they can do it at work, or they can log in to take a particular module in their off time if that works out better for them.
So everything's online. There's no disks and or thumb drives or anything like that to carry around.
Yeah, everything's online and available to them. One thing we'd like to point out, one thing they really get from the training is they're not losing time away from the job, and a flexibility of time is what we see is really going to benefit the Army community.